This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
It's time for What's New, the show that features the latest developments in the software industry that are driving innovation today. What's New is on the air right now.
Hi, my name is John Weese. I'm an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today to talk with Carl Trier. Carl is one of the ISVs that I work with here in the Midwest, and his company creates a business process management tool heavily involved in OpenXML and a lot of other Microsoft technologies. But today we're going to talk mainly about OpenXML and SharePoint.
So, yes. Thanks, John.
Sure. So if you introduce yourself.
Sure. As John said, Carl Trier, Blue Spring Software. We're an ISV, have been an ISV since 1998, and Microsoft partner and gold partner for a bulk of that time, and we've chosen to develop our BPM suite product over the last several years on the Microsoft.NET framework, along with a lot of other technologies in the Microsoft family, which we'd be happy to talk about today.
Great. So Carl, we'll start out with OpenXML, and you guys obviously had a choice to make at some point whether you were going to based a lot of what you did document-wise in OpenXML versus ODF, Open Document Format, and other binary technologies and stuff like that. So what kind of things did you guys consider and why OpenXML?
Well, I think the first decision we had to make was really to dismiss binary technologies as a supported format. Anytime you're manipulating binary technologies, you've really got to use some kind of API to manipulate the file format. And we did that with Office 2003 applications, and that caused us some issues having to go through the API to the binary format. We were very excited when we heard that Microsoft was releasing OpenXML, because it meant that we could essentially directly manipulate the underlying document format without necessarily going through an API. Past that, the decision between ODF and OpenXML was a very easy one. When you look at the market penetration for Microsoft Office, it owns 97 or 98% of the desktop, and that really drove us to the decision to support OpenXML over ODF as the appropriate standard. And it's really meant that we can do some very innovative things now with our application. So one of the key aspects of BPM technology in the human worker space is this idea of presenting the right information to the user at the right time and in the right format. And the right format for one user might be Excel, but the right format for the next person downstream in the process might be Word or PowerPoint or some other format.
Sure. So the whole concept of kind of an Office Business Application surfacing the data.
Right. Exactly. So we're a key player in the OBA Central website. Just the idea of repurposing data wherever it came from into common Office applications was key for us, and OpenXML made that much, much easier than it had been previously.
So how about server-side versus client-side development with XML, with the OpenXML? Obviously, in the past with binary, and the support for Microsoft binary wasn't supported as far as editing on the server, so have you found that to be a lot easier?
Yeah, useful? Yeah, I mean, we tried modifying binary files by running Excel and Word on the server, and while it's technically feasible, it's certainly not the most scalable, and it's certainly not a supported model for those applications. They really are client applications. But with the OpenXML, we had absolutely no problem manipulating that server side, which is where our product needs to manipulate it, combining the document with data sources from CRM and ERP and things like that. So we were able to build a very scalable, very high-performance solution for manipulating the documents using OpenXML.
Great. How about resources? Have you found that you and your developers found a lot of great resources that you would point people to, or anything like that on the web?
Certainly. I mean, MSDN proves to be invaluable for my developers. They refer to that frequently. They also managed to use the Metro website quite a bit to put in support requests and questions and ask for code examples. So certainly our partnership with Microsoft and the ability to participate in those early adopter programs has meant access to a wealth of information outside of just MSDN. And obviously there's a plethora of documentation around OpenXML as well, but we really found that we could learn about the specific things we need to manipulate without having to understand the 2,000 pages of the specification, which obviously saved a great deal of time.
Great. Yeah, no, I've in my day-to-day work, I've definitely found great resources in openxmldeveloper.org, having some really great samples and things like that, because, like I said, yeah, going through the entire document and trying to figure some of the stuff out is a lot more time-consuming than we'd like.
So yes, absolutely.
That's great. So you guys also build on top of SharePoint. So why don't we talk a little bit about, I think you guys do mainly on workflow and that kind of thing.
Yep.
So what kind of things have you found there as far as ease of use and the whole workflow stack and everything?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think the first thing really that has proven out our faith in building on the Microsoft platform has been Microsoft's recent trend to start exposing a lot more of their product APIs as web services. So many years ago, when we were faced with the decision of building on .NET or J2EE, we chose .NET largely because of the tightly integrated API from server to database to web server and the various technologies around there, and the fact that Microsoft was an early adopter or early to embrace the concept of web services. And when we made that choice, we were certainly hoping that as Microsoft released new versions of things like SharePoint and Exchange, they would open up the APIs as web services. Because our mission is to be a true service-oriented architecture application, only facilitate application interaction through those web services. So it was very exciting when SharePoint 2007 and WSS 3.0 came out to see that the API really had been completely broken open in terms of the amount and quantity of web services that were available, which previously had only been available through the binary APIs. And that's allowed us to build very tight integration between our product and SharePoint, and our product and new technologies like Exchange 2007 as well, which also offer a very broad web service API catalog. So now we're able to deliver very complex, robust workflow on top of SharePoint, but still retain that mantra of being service-oriented, do everything through web services.
So how have you seen that receive the whole concept of OpenXML and SharePoint and the web services interfaces from your clientele and stuff? Are they open to that? Is that something that you see a lot more people moving towards?
Absolutely. I mean, clients are demanding systems that are easier to connect to, easier to integrate with, richer APIs, richer environments for manipulating the content. So we're seeing very broad acceptance of SharePoint. I think everybody knows that it's probably one of the fastest growing products in the Microsoft family. And that's had a direct impact on us as an ISV and our support for SharePoint driving growth in our business.
Sure. Great. All right. So as part of your workflow development and stuff, you've made a big bet in investing on the Microsoft Workflow Foundation and building your workflows and back-end system and stuff along that. So what kind of experience have you had there?
Yeah. Well, I think WF is an interesting concept. It almost reminds me of the early days of Visual Basic and the ecosystem that created for third-party controls in OCXs. And it's very interesting to see that WF is really kind of an open architecture with this extensible activity framework where you can build components that plug into workflows other than just relying on what Microsoft provides out of the box. So in that respect, we certainly are very excited about WF in the marketplace and this ecosystem of different activities and different integration components that it's producing, and we're embracing support for those activities inside our own application to make sure that customers are not only reliant upon us to provide functionality in the application, but can look to other ISVs and the WF ecosystem to provide functionality as well.
Right, I know you guys have written like 90 or some activities of your own, and I know that we're seeing some shit like CodePlex and netfx.com.
Yep.
We're seeing a number of activities popping up from third party and just the general public already. So
absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely starting to foster an ecosystem. You know, companies like M Software and producing all kinds of interesting activities, which, you know, in many cases might be very vertical specific, you know, maybe integrations into other ERP systems and things like that, that it's difficult for us as a small ISV to warrant the investment in. We can basically point our customers at other ISVs and say they've already got that technology, and because we embrace that technology, you can use that directly in our application.
So from a resources perspective for your developers, have you found anything, any books or anything in general that you would recommend as a definite read or a go-to website?
you know, I think there are so many websites my developers rely on, I find it hard to keep track of where they are at any particular time, but certainly the internet revolution has meant that the need for face-to-face telephone and technical support is all but diminished. If you can't find it on the internet, it probably doesn't exist anymore.
Sure.
But I know that they use a lot of the very specific Microsoft sites, ASP.NET, things like that, as well as, you know, just the generic MSDN site. And obviously, our managed ISP relationship and our partnership with John means that we can always talk to John for the answer.
Yep. So I know you guys have taken advantage of some of our early adoption programs in the past, for specifically the .NET Framework 3.0 enhancements, and now for SharePoint, Office, and some of the other things. How have you guys benefited from being part of those programs? What sort of resources have you been able to take advantage of?
Yeah, I mean, I think the single greatest benefit in being an early adopter program is really it lets you either maintain, retain, or achieve a competitive edge over your competition. And I think it was one of the drivers behind our investment in becoming a gold certified partner is that we knew that that would facilitate gateways into far more. And really it's allowed us then to do things like release a version of the BlueSpring product that was integrated with SharePoint 07 within 30 days of the RTM of SharePoint 07, which otherwise would be impossible if we had to wait for late data or release bits of that product to test out. So it's really enabled some significant competitive advantage for us over companies that have chosen not to make the level of investment we have in fostering a close Microsoft relationship.
So how about some of the like the deep dive training events and some of the other online classes that have been provided through that you found most valuable to get you kind of jump started and moving forward?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure my developers would like to go on many more, but you know, the constraints of work mean that that's not possible. But I know every time they've attended both local and remote deep dive events, they found the interaction with subject matter experts to be invaluable.
Okay, so to just kind of recap what we talked about here in the last 10 minutes or so, you know, you guys are seeing some great things with OpenXML. What would you say to those people out there watching that are maybe on the fence about adopting OpenXML as a technology?
I think really you just have to you know, take a close look at the marketplace and realize that, you know, the vast majority of end users are using the Office applications. And it's going to be far more productive for you to build on the OpenXML platform and target the applications that are in use widely, such as Excel and Word, and build on the ODF platform where the application support for that particular standard is very, very limited in the actual workforce. And I think that's true really of the decision to build on Microsoft technologies, period. You know, rather than looking at collection of disparate technologies which you hope will work together through sometimes less than solidified standards, you're really looking at a platform that, because it's under the ownership of a single company, you have a high degree of confidence in believing that the OS is going to work with the database, and the portal technology will work with the database, and the development frameworks will work with the database. And you see really then a very rapid evolution in those technologies because they are under the ownership of a single company.
Right. And you've made a heavy investment in workflow and WCF too, which we haven't even talked about today. But so from an interoperability standpoint, I would think too, knowing that WCF is based on a lot of the WS standards, you know, makes it a lot easier to integrate and know that you can integrate with other properties or other objects and things like that.
Yeah, that was a key for us. And again, when we saw WCF supported a lot of the WS standards, you know, that really just reinforced to us then that we have to do less development than more development. We could rely on the underlying framework to provide the support for the standards, and we could focus on the value add that we bring as an ISV relative to our complex workflow technology, and not have to worry about, you know, making sure we're adhering to the standards or interoperable with the standards. Because it is an end world. Our customers, while being very largely Microsoft-centric organizations, do have both legacy and non-Microsoft technologies, and we need to recognize that in a large enterprise we have to play with those technologies as well. But we don't want to really have to worry about the standard support. We'd like the tool and framework vendor to rely on to provide that.
Great. All right. Well, just to give you a kind of recap of some of the things we talked about with the XML and some resources, I think OpenXMLDeveloper.org is a great resource there. On the NetFX front, or the .NET 3.0 front for WCF and WF, definitely NetFX3.com will be a great resource for those out there that want to learn more.
Yep.
And I think you know, it's been a great time here with you today, Carl. Well, thank you for taking time to meet with me and talk to those people out there that are interested.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming down and visiting.